committee. We're going to start the meeting now.
This conference will now be recorded.
Thank you. I'll start with our POC members. My name is Michael Bure. I'm the chair. Commissioner Brown, are you here?
Yes, here.
Thank you. Commissioner John?
I'm here.
Thank you. And we, Commissioner Lynn Giel and Commissioner Schiffer are both absent for today's meeting.
That is correct.
From staff, I see Michael Clark is in attendance, Justin Vogel's in attendance, Jim Hammers is in attendance, I see Mo Madani is also in attendance. Have I missed any staff members?
No.
Okay, hearing none, welcome to our staff. And we do have three of the commissioners in attendance, so we do have a quorum. And so we will move into our agenda item number two, which is the review and approval of the meeting agenda. At this time, commissioners will look for a motion.
Brown moves approval.
I second.
We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, commissioners. We'll move now into our review and approval of October 3rd's meeting minutes.
I make a motion to approve.
A second.
We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All right, thank you, commissioners. Item number four, we have no pending accreditor applications for recommendation at this time. And so we will move into our agenda item number five, and that will be our pending advanced accredited course applications for recommendation to the commission. And Mr. Clark, will you walk us through our first course?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The course number is 1199.0. The course title, Advanced Significant Code Changes for 8th Edition 2023 Florida Building Code. The provider is Smith Curry Hancock LLP. The accreditor is JDB Code Services Inc. And the accreditation date is 11/18/2023. This is a 1-hour online course that discusses some of the major changes between the 2020 and 2023 Florida Building Code. We also analyze the significance of the major changes and how they impact your day-to-day business. Some of the changes covered include mandatory structural inspections for condominium and cooperative buildings, the requirements for fire protection systems, the requirements for roofing system underlayment, and safeguards for excavation retention systems. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. We will open public comment at this time. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commissioners. Any questions or discussions? And if not, we'll look for a motion.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
All right, thank you. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you, commissioners. Mr. Clark, would you walk us through our next course?
The next course number is 1202.0. The course title is Advanced Florida Building Code Course 2023, 8th Edition, Chapter 16, Structural Design Review Changes. The provider is Process Engineering Consultants, Inc. The accreditor is Nodora Training Institute, number 2. The accreditation date is 11/18/2023. This is a 1-hour online course that addresses a review/analysis of the significant changes to the 8th edition Florida Building Code, Chapter 16, Structural Design. This fully timed course module forces the student participant to study, comprehend, and locate the answers to the questions within the text of the FBC. The student learns many aspects of the significant changes to structural design section of the updated FBC 2023 8th edition and fully comply to FAC 61G20-6.002. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment on this course. Hearing no public comment, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commissioners for a discussion or motion.
I'll move to approval.
I second.
We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those that approve, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you, commissioners. All right, we will move to agenda item, I'm sorry, we'll move to course item number 1181.0. Mr. Clark?
Course number 1181.0, the course title is Advanced Building Code Part 1, 2023. The provider is ISDM. The accreditor is Nodora Training Institute, and the accreditation date is 11-16-2023. This is a one-hour online course that is designed to provide a comprehensive understanding of accessibility standards, regulations, and principles in the context of the built environment. It covers key concepts, laws, and guidelines related to creating accessible spaces, emphasizing the importance of ensuring inclusivity and accommodation for all individuals, including those with disabilities. As a result of administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment at this time. Hearing none, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commissioner.
Michael, this is David. John, I have a question to Michael. I didn't see a cover slide. I don't know if I just missed it, but is there a cover slide for this presentation?
I'm assuming so. I would have to go back and look. Hold on. And when you say a cover slide, you're talking about the PowerPoint?
Yes.
Give me 5 more seconds. It does have a cover slide.
And that does that meet all the requirements in the code?
What it doesn't have is the provider's information. Everything else, it has the title. It actually has a on cover slide. A summary of the PowerPoint.
Michael, can I make a suggestion? I know this isn't maybe not required, but I would think that they would want to have something more that looks like a cover slide. I mean, I don't quite understand the layout of that first page.
Yeah, it looks as if it's part of the content. And I think they were trying to make it a cover slide. But yes, obviously, most cover slides have a title and the provider information and that sort of thing. So you want to make this a conditional approval and have them create what we would consider a typical cover slide. We certainly can do that.
Michael, can I make a motion that we conditionally accept with the note that they will make a cover slide more in tune to what we're used to seeing?
Yes, absolutely. You can make any motion you'd like to. Commissioner Brown did ask the question, though, to Mr. Clark, and I think we all need to hear the answer to that. Does it meet the requirements?
The way we've been handling this, I'm looking at the rule language, and we've talked about cover slides. In the rule language, there is no reference to a cover slide. We want the course title, we want the word advance, we want the code edition, we want provider information, but there's nothing that says a cover slide has to have this.
Well, that begs the question, do we have the authority to require them to do something that's not required? I certainly sympathize with the concern, but do we have the authority to require them?
This is Justin Vogel. Sorry, I was trying to talk and I was muted. So, Michael Clark, Mr. Clark, so did you say that we're missing the contact information for the provider? Did you say that's not in there?
What Commissioner John is pointing out is their cover slide is really not a typical cover slide. It's almost part of the content, although they do put a summary up front. But most cover slides typically have a course title and the contact information, and that's a typical cover slide.
Yeah, is the information that would typically be in a cover slide present in some form in the material?
I'm sorry, is that a question?
Yes, that's what I'm asking. I mean, I guess to Commissioner Brown's point, like what you were saying, I mean, if they're not technically required to have a cover slide, but they've provided the information, then I don't know that we can necessarily conditionally approve it. If they've met the requirements of the rule, then I think that you probably just have to approve it as.
Yeah, again, in our rule language, there's no specific reference to a cover slide. We ask for the course title. We ask for correct information, code reference, but we don't say it has to be on a cover slide. We just expect it.
Justin, this is Dave. David, could we suggest that they? I mean, the work to do a cover slide is about 20 seconds. You know, to put something together. Could we make that suggestion to them as a suggestion?
If you'd like to approve it and make a suggestion, I don't think there's any problem with that. But I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't condition the approval based on their acceptance of your suggestion.
Commissioner John, yes, I can do that with, especially the easiest part would be to do it with all of the accreditors. And when the accreditor works with the providers, they can tell them, hey, it's best if you have a typical cover slide.
So, Commissioner John, you had earlier entered what I believe to be a motion. Do you want to restate a motion?
Can I ask a question? I mean, can I make a motion that we are recommending a cover slide? Is that an acceptable?
You could recommend that the commission approve the course, and I mean you could really I think you could just direct Mr. Clark to reach out and provide this feedback from the POC. I don't even know that really needs to be part of your motion. I guess could include it. You could recommend approval and also direct Mr. Clark to reach out with that suggestion. But I don't think that it really needs to be coupled in that fashion.
So can I change my motion to accept the course with the knowledge that Michael will reach out to have the cover slide added?
Yeah.
Is that okay, Justin?
Yes, I think that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a motion on the table. We're looking for a second.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Good discussion. All right, Mr. Clark, would you like to walk us through course number 1197.0, please?
Excuse me, Belcher, could you, can I ask a question?
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Belcher.
Yeah. Could we have some email or something similar to what Michael put out recently, a checklist that tells me what's going to be on the cover slide that I can send to the provider? I'm not quite sure exactly what we're looking for on that cover slide.
Yes, I can do that.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Clark, if you'll take us through our next course.
Yes, course number 1197.0. The course title is Advanced Building Code 2023 FBC, Building and Residential, Fire Resistant Ratings, and Construction. The provider is Nodora Training Institute. The accreditor is StaySafe Enterprises, and the accreditation date was 11/15/2023. This is a one-hour online course that is designed to provide knowledge of Chapter 7, Section 703, 704, and 719 of the 2023 FBC, Building in Chapter 3, Section R302, Section R314 of the 2023 FBC, Residential. To all design professionals, engineers, contractors, and all construction and electrical professionals. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment at this time. Hearing no public comment, we will close public comment and bring it back to the commission for discussion and a motion.
I make a motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioners. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mr. Clark, if you'll take us through course number 1198.0.
Yes, the course title is Advanced Building Code, 2023 Florida Building Code, Residential Building Planning. The provider is Nodora Training Institute. The accreditor is Bill Dumbaugh. The accreditation date was 11/16/2023. This is a one-hour online course that is designed to provide knowledge of some sections in Chapter 3 of the 2023 FBC Residential to all design professionals, engineers, contractors, and all construction and electrical professionals. Participants will be introduced to topics such as emergency escape and rescue openings, means of egress, guards and window fall protection, and solar energy system. As a result of administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment on this course. Hearing no public comment, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commissioners.
I make a motion to approve.
Brown seconds.
We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mr. Clark?
The next course number is 1193.0. The course title is Florida Building Code, Chapter 9, Fire Protection Systems. The provider is StaySafe Ventures, LLC. The accreditor is Sean Guthrie, and the accreditation date was 11/12/2023. This is a one-hour online course that is designed for license holders, technicians, and contractors in need of their one-hour advanced internet course. The course presents information on Florida Building Code Chapter 9, Fire Protection System. After the administrative review of this course, it was found that two references of the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code on page 3 of the syllabus need to be replaced with the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code. Also, the quiz directions stated 20 questions, and the quiz directions in the syllabus stated 10 questions. One of those needs to change. Also, the word advanced needs to be added to the title of the PowerPoint. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the ad hoc motion to instead conditionally approve this course, subject to changing the code references, changing the quiz directions, and adding the word advanced to the title of the PowerPoint.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment at this time. Hearing no public comment, commissioners, how would you like to attack this one?
This is Commissioner John. Michael, can you open that presentation up, please, the PowerPoint? I want to make sure that what I opened was what you think the final presentation is.
All right.
What item on the agenda is this? I mean, on the course. And I'll open it from here.
11-3.
I'm looking at this.
Commissioner John.
Materials, first one or the second one?
Let's see.
Michael, that's the one I saw. And if you look at the rules, how many slides can they have per page?
Normally, we don't want more than two.
It's not normally, isn't it in the rules that they must have no more than two, the rule I read?
Yes, that is correct. And that is on our list. You are correct.
I make a motion based on how this was presented to reject it and have them resubmit it. I make a motion to reject.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner John.
I have a question, Brown. The question is, administratively, re-explain real quick the difference between rejecting a course and conditionally approving with regard to the administrative costs to the provider.
What it means is, Commissioner Brown, bottom line is, if we conditionally approve the course, then after the plenary session, I contact the provider and give them an opportunity to change the course. They can do it that day, and if it's correct, then I approve the course and they can use it. If we deny the course, that means they can't submit it again until the next meeting. At the end of January, beginning of February, and in that time, they can't use the course. So there's a 6-week to 2-month lag of possibly making money, if that's what you're asking.
That is what I'm asking.
All right, Commissioner. So we have a motion on the floor right now for denial. Do we have a second? Hearing no second, that motion dies, and we'll be looking for a new motion on this course.
Actually, I would move conditional approval of the course. It does sound like there are several deficiencies in the course, but it sounds like something that could be simply corrected, and I would just hate to see that big of a delay in the availability of the course over some changes that could be made quickly. So I would move conditional approval.
So conditional approval based on the code reference, the quiz, the advanced, the addition of the advanced, and the reduction of the number of slides per sheet?
Yes, all the deficiencies would be the subject of the conditional approval. They have to meet all the deficiencies, have to correct all the deficiencies.
Okay. Do we have a second? Okay, we do not have a second. Commissioner John, are you still on?
Yes, I am. And I think that the accreditors need to spend more time on the presentation so they don't have to spend more money. And so I think accepting this with all the errors that we found is unacceptable. I think we should reject it and send a message to the accreditor. They need to be more careful in the future.
Okay. So we have two failed motions on this course. I will weigh in. Typically, as the chair, I'll stay a little bit out of it. But I tend to agree with Commissioner John on this one, only because of the quantity of deficiencies that are on those. Normally, if it's one or two, then we're able to conditionally approve, and I don't typically have a problem with that, depending on the deficiencies themselves. But in this case, we have four deficiencies, and they are correctable fairly quickly, but there are a lot of deficiencies on this one. So at this point, and Justin or Mr. Vogel, please correct me if I'm out of order here, but I will support a motion to deny this course at this time, but I think I need another commissioner to make that motion. As the chair, I don't believe I can make that motion.
I'm really not familiar whether you can or cannot make the motion yourself, but it sounds like Commissioner John would probably be happy to make that motion again.
Well, I make a motion to reject.
All right, and I'll second that motion. Is there any further discussion on this? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
I will recede to the chairman's position and vote aye.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Commissioner. All right, all those opposed, same sign? All right, the motion carries. And Mr. Clark, if you would, and this is just an opportunity to, to the accreditors, to remind them to make sure that they have their items as complete as possible, and that they're conforming to the requirements of these courses. And we know that you're already doing that, and some of this is a little bit out of your control. But just a friendly reminder, as they submit these courses need to come complete and ready for a review and approval.
For the EdPox information, about 3 weeks ago, working with Tom Campbell and Justin Vogel, we put together a letter and sent it to all the accreditors specifically about what we're talking now, and I sent them the list I use when I do a review of the course, so they all have the same list that I use, and they've all been in a friendly way reminded to make sure that they look at the little things as well as the big things when they conduct these reviews. So, yes, we've done that.
This is Mom and Donnie. If it's okay, I have one question for Michael.
Go ahead, Mom.
When this course is uploaded and it's credited and all that, and you do an administrative review and find certain deficiencies, do you communicate that to the applicant so that they have an opportunity to correct those, or there is no time for that? I'm not sure how this is done at the end.
Legally, I can't. Once they've submitted the course, from a legal perspective, because there is a deadline date. I can't go back. If somebody did it 3 weeks ahead of the deadline date and somebody did it on the deadline date, they have to be treated exactly the same. So I can't punish someone who turns it in late versus someone who submits it early.
I understand, but I thought maybe allocating time for that, if it was a process, would help, you know, avoiding rejecting a training course, allowing the applicants for the flexibility to correct things based on findings from a review.
Well, I think
there has been conversation about this in the past, and sort of just the way, I guess, that the way that these applications have been accepted, and also some level of consideration about the Deamer in Chapter 120 and sort of our requirement to act on them. I know I've talked with Tom about it in the past. I think there could some potential for restructuring of it. It's just been, I think, a matter of what we want to do with respect to it. So perhaps you and I could talk about it further and look at sort of how it's
going. Sure. I think
Tom's eventual replacement, I don't know. But I don't, it's not necessarily possible, though there are some constraints, as Mr. Clark mentioned, just with respect to getting these heard by the commission in a timely fashion.
Just to put a bow on this conversation, because I understand what Mr. Madani is suggesting. It's not a requirement, clearly, but it would behoove a creditor to send their package in to Mr. Clark and have Mr. Clark give them feedback before the date that it has to be submitted formally for approval, and in that fashion they would be able to have a review done, hear any comments back from Mr. Clark, and then when that package is put in front of the PAC, at that point they know it's been reviewed and it conforms to all the requirements, and that would mitigate, you know, certainly any potential for rejection, I would think. So that's a friendly suggestion, but not a requirement, but it is a friendly suggestion that an accreditor have a review with Mr. Clark, prior to it becoming an agenda item. So with that being said, let's move to our next course, which is course number 1175.0. Mr. Clark, could you walk us through that, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The course title is Advanced Florida Building Code Energy Conservation, 8th Edition 2023 Code Standards and Guidelines. The provider is Gold Coast School of Construction, Inc., the accreditor J.C. Code and Construction Consultants, Inc., and the accreditation date was 11-6-2023. This is a two-hour instructor-led course that will provide contractors, building code professionals, and design professionals with practical and relevant information regarding the Florida Building Code Energy Conservation. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment for this course at this time. Hearing no public comment, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commissioners.
I make a motion to approve.
Brown seconds.
Thank you, commissioners. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. We'll move to our next course, 1177.0. Mr. Clark?
The course title is Advanced Florida Building Code Energy Conservation, 8th Edition, 2023 Code Standards and Guidelines, OL. The provider is Gold Coast School of Construction, Inc., the accreditor J.C. Code and Construction Consultant, and the accreditation date was 11-6-2023. This is a two-hour online course that is designed designed to help the construction industry professionals stay up to date on items related to the Florida Energy Conservation volume of the Florida Building Code. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment on this course at this time. We'll close public comment and bring it back to the commissioners.
I make a motion to approve.
Brown seconds.
We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those denials, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark, can you walk us through our next course, number 1185.0?
Yes, the course title is 2023 Advanced FBC 8th Edition Significant Code Changes - Internet. The provider is Contractors Educational Services. The accreditor is JC Code Construction Consultants, Inc. The accreditation date is 11/6/2023. This is a one-hour online course that presents the significant code changes from the 2020 Florida Building Code 7th Edition to the 2023 Florida Building Code 8th Edition. The course highlights the differences and includes the most significant Florida-specific changes. Participants will understand the changes made to the 2023 Florida Building Code, including but not limited to the requirements for administration, occupancies, fire protection systems, means of egress, exterior walls, roof assemblies, and structural design. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment for this course. Hearing no public comment, we'll close it and bring it back to the commissioners.
I make a motion to approve.
Brown second.
We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you, Commissioners. Mr. Clark, if you'll take us through our next course.
Next course number is 1186.0. The course title is 2023 Advanced FBC 8th Edition Significant Code Changes. The provider is Contractors Educational Services, the accreditor JC Code Construction Consultants, Inc., and the accreditation date was 11/6/2023. This is a one-hour instructor-led course that presents the significant code changes from the 2020 Florida Building Code 7th Edition to the 2023 Florida Building Code 8th Edition. The course highlights the differences and includes the most significant Florida-specific changes. Participants will understand the changes made to the 2023 Florida Building Code, including but not limited to the requirements for administration, occupancies, fire protection systems, means of egress, exterior walls, roof assemblies, and structural design. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment on this course at this time. Hearing no public comment, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commissioners.
I make a motion to approve.
Brown seconds.
We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, commissioners. We'll move to the next course number, Mr. Clark, 1189.0.
The course title is Advanced Building Code 2023 FBC Building Fire Alarm and Detection Systems Internet. The provider is Nodora Training Institute. The accreditor is Stay Safe Enterprises, and the accreditation date was 11/7/2023. This is a one-hour online course that is designed to provide knowledge of fire alarm and detection systems as described in the FBC to all design professionals, engineers, contractors, and all construction and electrical professionals. The course will provide participants with 1 hour of advanced training in fire alarm and detection systems. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment for this course. Hearing no public comment, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commissioners.
I make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
All right, thank you, commissioners. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mr. Clark?
Course number 1190.0. Course title, Advanced Building Code, -2023 FBC Building, -Fire Alarm and Detection Systems Seminar. The provider is Nodora Training Institute. The accreditor, Stay Safe Enterprises. The accreditation date was 11/7/2023. This is a one-hour instructor-led course that is designed to provide knowledge of fire alarm and detection systems as described in the Florida Building Code to all design professionals, engineers, contractors, and all construction and electrical professionals. The course will provide participants with 1 hour of advanced training in fire alarm and detection systems. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Now we'll open up public comment. Hearing no public comment, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commissioners.
I make a motion to approve.
Brown seconds.
Thank you, commissioners. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mr. Clark.
Next course is course number 1179.0, course title, Florida Building Code 8th Edition Advanced Course. The course provider, PDH Academy. The accreditor is Bill Dunbaugh. And the accreditation date was 10/16/2023. This is a two-hour online course that highlights the changes from the previous Florida Building Code 7th Edition. The Florida Building Code 8th Edition Advanced Course is provided in accordance with the requirements of the Florida DBPR for the required Advanced Florida Building Code module. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the provider address, phone, and email were missing from the certificate of completion. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the EDPOC could motion to instead conditionally approve this course subject to adding the provider contact information to the certificate of completion.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment. We'll close public comment. Commissioners?
I make a motion to approve based on them adding that to the certificate of completion.
So it would be a conditional approval?
Yes, conditional approval.
Thank you.
Brown seconds.
We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you, commissioners. Mr. Clark?
The next course is course number 1163.0. The title, Advanced Florida Building Code, 8th Edition, Common Codes, Standards, and Guidelines. The provider is Contractor Training Center, LLC. The accreditor is JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. And the accreditation date was 10/16/2023. This is a one-hour instructor-led course that will walk through and offer an explanation of the Florida Building Code with the goal of locating and understanding commonly encountered codes. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. We'll open up public comment. We'll close public comment, commissioners.
This is Commissioner John. I was not able to open it and review any of the information on it, so I would have a hard time to accept it without having seen it.
Apparently, there's a technical difficulty on the commissioner's side of it. Let me see what I can find for you. Go to the other courses, and I'll come back to it, if you don't mind.
Okay, we can certainly table this one for the moment. Thank you, Mr. Hammers. Commissioners, let's move on to, and certainly Mr. Clark, let's move on to course number 1164.0. We will come back to 1163.0 once we get this technical situation squared away. Mr. Clark, could you take us into 1164?
Yes, the course title is Advanced Florida Building Code 8th Edition, Common Code Standards and Guidelines. The provider is Contractor Training Center, LLC. The accreditor is J.C. Cody Construction Consultant, Inc., and the accreditation date was 10-16-2023. This is a one-hour online course that will offer an explanation of the Florida Building Code with the goal of locating and understanding commonly encountered codes. As a result of the administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We're going to open up public comment. This is course number 1164.0. Is there any public comment at this time? Hearing no public comment, we'll close and bring it back to the commissioners.
I make a motion to approve.
Brown seconds.
We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you.
Mr. Harris?
Yes, go ahead.
If I may point out, 1164 is the online sister of 1163, which is the instructor-led course. They're both basically identical. One is instructor-led and one is online.
Okay, thank you for that. Mr. Hammers, are we back up to be able to look at 1163.0?
Hang on just a second, and I'm reloading that for you.
Okay.
Commissioner John, this is Justin Vogel. Another option would be you could rely on Mr. Clark's review and analysis sort of at this stage, and we could ensure that you're able to get a functioning file so that you are able to open this, and then if you would still have time before the commission meeting to review it, and if you did find anything that was objectionable or caused you some issue, that you could bring that up at the commission's plenary meeting.
Well, Justin, if Michael reviewed it, I didn't see his review, but if he's saying he did review it and it's the same as the course is the same as 1164, I would accept the course based on his completing the review.
Yes, I did, and it is the exact same course.
Then I would. Can I make a motion to approve that course now, or do we have to wait?
Yeah, no. Let's go back and we'll open up course number 1163. We've already had our public comment period, so now we're back to the commissioners. Commissioner John?
Yeah, I make a motion to approve, and it's based on Michael's recommendation.
Okay, Mr. Clark, it's okay.
Brown seconds.
All right, we have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you for that. And if you would, when we send out the meeting minutes on this, Mr. Clark, if you'll just put an asterisk next to that one so that we are all reminded to go back and just check that course once we can access it.
It is up.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
The course is up on the server as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Hammers. We're going to move now into our agenda item number 6, pending administratively approved updated courses for recommendation to the commission. And Mr. Clark, if you'll start with course number 987.1, please.
Yes, Mr. Chair. The course title is FBC Advanced Module 2023 Swimming Pool Updates. The provider is Florida Swimming Pool Association. The accreditor is Bill Dunbaugh, and the accreditation date was 10-10-2023. This is a one-hour instructor-led course that was designed to assist pool contractors in understanding the changes to public pool code requirements in 2023, 8th edition of the Florida Building Code to ensure compliance. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the provider, address, phone, and email were missing from the certificate of completion. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, IDPOC could motion to instead conditionally approve this course, subject to adding the provider contact information to the certificate of completion.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment.
Yeah, this is Dallas Thiessen, Senior Director of Government Affairs of the FSPA, and then also on the call is Courtney Smith, our Education Program Manager. We would ask for conditional approval pending the update for the contact information and the submission of the course certificate. We had some changeovers in our Education Department that was slipped through the cracks.
Understood. Thank you, Mr. Thiessen. Is there any other public comment? Hearing none, we'll close public comment. Commissioners?
I would make a motion to conditionally approve based on the changes that are required in the certificate.
Brown seconds that.
Thank you, Commissioners. We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Mr. Clark, course number 970.1, please.
The course title is 2023 Advanced Building Code, 8th Edition, Accessibility, Internet. The provider is Titan Continuing Education, Inc. The accreditor is Bill Dunbaugh. The accreditation date was 10-10-2023. This is a two-hour online course that is designed to examine the current 2023 version code and the most recent changes where they did occur. Few instances where the original content is needed to help explain the intent behind a change, an overview of the appropriate sections of the 2010 ADA standards for accessible design will be provided. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment. Hearing none, we'll close public comment. Commissioners?
I make a motion to approve.
Brown seconds.
We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. All right, thank you. We're going to move to agenda item number 8, pending administratively approved self-affirmed updated courses for recommendation to the commission.
Excuse me, this is Mama Donnie. We are kind of close to another meeting, which is going to start at 10. I wonder how long we have to finish this meeting. I need to let the members for the product approval, which will meet at 10, that we will be starting at certain times. So do you think we need another 10 minutes?
We're close.
Yeah, I would say 10 minutes. We have 4 more courses and then our activity report.
All right,
thank you. Thank you, Mo. All right, Mr. Clark, course number 1022.1, please.
Yes, the course title is Internet Advanced Florida Building Code, Residential 8th Edition 2023, Provider Contractors Education and Training Corporation. The prior accreditor was JDB Code Services, Inc., and the affirmation date was 10-20-2023. This is a one-hour online course that intends to provide a comprehensive comparison of the provisions of the 6th edition 2017 Florida Building Code Residential and the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code Residential with attention to the updates. After administrative review of this course, it was found that the certificate of completion was missing. However, because of the age of the course, it's not required. Also, it was brought to my attention that the intent of this course is to compare the 6th edition residential with the 8th edition residential. And this course is included in the category of being self-affirmed, meaning one change. My understanding is there's been numerous changes between the 6th edition of the code and the 8th edition of the code. With that in mind, I think the course should be denied for further review because it is seems to be in the incorrect category, self-affirmed versus updated.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment for this course. All right, we'll close public comment. So I'll start as we bring it back to the commissioners. Mr. Clark, that's the first time I've heard a denial recommendation in that form. So I find it interesting. With that being said, commissioners, what's the pleasure?
I second.
I'm sorry, Commissioner Brown, what was the motion?
To deny.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of denial, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. All right, approval of the denial is the recommendation. We'll go to now course number 1028.1. Mr. Clark.
Course title is Florida Building Code 2020, Chapter 27, Electrical. Provider, Stay Safe Ventures, LLC. Prior accreditor, Sean Guthrie. Affirmation date, 9/26/2023. This is a one-hour online course that is designed for license holders, technicians, and contractors in need of their one-hour advanced internet course. The course presents information on the Florida Building Code, Chapter 27, Electrical. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that numerous references to the 7th edition 2020 need to be changed to the 8th edition 2023 throughout the material. Also, the course description was missing. Also, the provider information was missing from the certificate of completion. Also, the building code edition was missing from the certificate of completion. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment. All right, we'll close public comment. Commissioners?
This is Commissioner John. One other note, Michael, is that there was the slides that I saw had six slides per page, but I moved to deny, and also they deny based on the six slides per page.
I will add that.
Brown seconds that motion.
We have a first and a second for denial. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The motion for denial is approved. Mr. Clark, course number 1117.1.
The course title, Building Construction Standards as it relates to alarm rules in the FBC Advanced Course. The provider is Stay Safe Ventures, LLC. Prior accreditor, Sean Guthrie. Affirmation date, 9/26/2023. This is a one-hour online course that is designed to provide you with the knowledge you need to understand the rules related to alarm contracting, alarm contractors, alarms and carbon monoxide alarms outlined in Florida Statute 553 and related to the Florida Building Code. After administrative review of this course, it was found that numerous references to the 7th edition 2020 Building Code needs to be changed to the 8th edition 2023 Building Code throughout all of the materials. Also, the exam question number one answer needs to be changed to 2023. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the EDPOC could motion to instead conditionally approve this course, subject to updating the code references and changing an exam answer to 2023.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment. We'll close public comment. Commissioners?
I make a motion to conditionally approve based on the comments that Michael made.
I will second that.
We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Mr. Clark?
Course number 10461, course title Advanced Backflow Prevention Internet, course 1 hour, 2023 Florida Building Code, Plumbing 8th Edition. Provider Steve Kirkpatrick, prior accreditor BCIC LLC, affirmation date 9/26/2023. This is a one-hour online course that is designed to provide contractors with 1 hour of advanced building code training focusing on backflow prevention and cross-connection control. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment. Hearing none, we'll close public comment. And Commissioners?
I move approval.
Second.
We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Mr. Clark, Educational Administrator Activity Report, please.
Yes, Mr. Chair. The Education Administrator's Activity Report contains brief descriptions of the normal activities of the administrator from September 26, 2023 through November 20th, 2023. Including staffing the ad hoc meetings and handling inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the Commission's education program. Also included is the training funding information for 2023-2024, which is being promoted by Building a Safer Florida, which includes eligibility requirements. Mr. Chair, if there are no questions, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report as part of the November 30th, 2023 EDPOC agenda.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Clark. Are there any questions? Hearing none, we'll move on to agenda item number 10. Is there other POC business?
Mr. Chair, it was brought to my attention that ISF, who is BBPR's one of the technology vendors, has created a fix in the BCIS regarding the number of files that can be uploaded. Right now, there are no limitations as to the number of files that can be uploaded into the categories of course reference materials and course presentation materials. That's why I send the EDPOC members that Word document pointing out which docs to look at when reviewing a course. Now, with the ISF fix, only one document can be uploaded into each category. And this should make course reviews much easier and make course construction much easier for providers. I was asked to bring this to the POC's attention.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Is there any other POC business? All right, we'll open up our last public comment at this time. We will close public comment. Is there any POC member or staff comment?
Yeah, this is Mo Medani. I think just to add to what Michael have really stated with regard to the enhancements that you're making to the BCIS with regard to the upload of one file or one upload under you know the sub criteria of the course reference materials and mainly the presentation is that implementation wise is that question is are we okay with us implementing that maybe at the end of this cycle, meaning that after these courses is approved, and then we will can then implement the enhancement. Is that okay?
Commissioners, any thoughts on this?
Just Commissioner Dunn, I would, Mo, if we could get this change done as soon as possible, it would really cut down on the time that Michael spends, and then we have to look through the list and make it much easier. So as long as it gets done as soon as possible.
Yeah, the plan is, at this point, it seems like, as we've done before with regard to enhancements, we normally try to implement them as soon as we complete the cycle that we are working on. In this case, we have courses that being going through the approval, so after those courses are being approved, which is after the commission meeting, after December 12th, then we will try to implement the enhancement. Is that okay?
Okay,
we'll do that.
Yeah, I would say that unless Commissioner Brown, you know, doesn't agree, then I would say that, yes, let's implement as soon as we are able to.
I absolutely agree.
All right, we're good, Mo. Thank you. Any other staff comments or POC member comments?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
This is Joe Belcher. I'm sorry I couldn't get unmuted during the public comment. May I ask a question? I know you're waiting
for Belcher.
Fact approval, but I'm looking at the rule, the one that's on the Florida Administrative Code and Administrative Register, effective date 12/19/21. I cannot find anything that says two slides per page. I'm wondering if I have the wrong rule or if I've got the wrong reference. If somebody can give me the reference on that. We turned down two courses today. One of the reasons cited was that there were more than two slides per page, and I cannot find that in the rule.
This is Justin Vogel. I don't think that it's in the rule body language itself. If it's anywhere, I believe it's in the form which was adopted. And it's
Mr. Hammer, could you please give Jack L. more practice?
Yeah, I'm here.
Could you please?
I'm sorry, Justin. Where was that? Where can I find that?
If it's anywhere, I was looking myself because I wasn't sure. It's as far as I can tell, it's definitely not in the rule language, but I think that it's in the form, and so the form is incorporated by reference in the rule. If it's anywhere, it's in the form.
Hey, Joe. I'll get with Michael, and we'll send you the information. I
appreciate that because I know I have somebody coming up that has more than two, and I did not have that in the rule, and I used a rule when I'm accrediting the courses.
Joe, didn't I send you that list?
You did? I saw that in the checklist that you sent. However,
it's on that checklist.
The rule. I'm sorry?
It's on the checklist.
I know, and that's when I looked at the rule trying to find it, when I saw that on the checklist.
Okay.
Not in the rule.
The checklist refers to the form.
Right.
I've got an accreditor that's got a seven-hour course, and he has more than two slides per page. They are all very readable. He missed this round because I've had a problem with the system, and I can't go back and tell this guy he's got to redo that whole thing. And he's already missed one cycle due to the error in the system, not sending me notice and not uploading the course. So I don't know what
Justin Vogel. I'll look and make sure that the form actually says that, and that it isn't just something that was sort of a preference. But I know it's referencing the form, and so that's sort of going to be sort of the BCIS input system. That's where it'll be. It won't be in the rule language.
Okay, I'm going to step in, gentlemen. I'm going to step in now because time is of the essence here. I'm going to ask
Justin, if you and Mr. Clark will reach out to Mr. Belcher and answer any questions he may have, make sure that he's got the direction he needs. Because we do have another meeting that's pressing onto this one, if there's no other item, we are going to move to the adjourn of this meeting and allow the next meeting to proceed. Gentlemen, thank you so much for all your work. Staff, as always, thank you for your commitment to making sure we've got what we need and that we're able to move forward. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.